Sweet Distractions, written by Valen But Not Tyne, and read by Flower Parish. This is a Batman All Media Types fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Stephanie Brown / Cassandra Cain. Stephanie's back hit the sparring mat with a heavy thump. Cass smirked down at her and offered her a hand up. "Ugh," Stephanie groaned as she took the outstretched hand. "I swear I get more bruises sparring with you than I do on patrol. I'm never going to win a round against you, am I?" "No," Cass agreed. "I don't lose." Stephanie laughed, squeezing Cass's hand before letting go. She didn't step away. "Don't I know it?" Stephanie's eyes darted to Cass's lips, then back to her eyes, knowing full well that Cass had seen and followed the movement. "Cass, I..." She trailed off, biting her lip. "Stephanie?" She reached out slowly and tucked a tuft of short hair behind Cass's ear. Cass's pulse spiked at the contact, electricity seeming to follow Stephanie's fingers as they trailed down from her ear to rest on her shoulder. "Cass, can I..." She didn't finish the question, but her eyes fell again to Cass's lips and stayed there. "Yes." Stephanie leaned against Cass, the spark at her hands nothing to what rushed through Cass as their lips touched. Cass closed her eyes and gasped softly into her lips, and Stephanie deepened the kiss. And oh, Cass would never be able to borrow her lip balm again without thinking of this moment, the faint taste of candy apple incongruous amongst the sweat from their workout, and just about the sweetest thing Cass had ever tasted. Stephanie smiled into the kiss and pulled back slightly. Cass's hands hovered hesitatingly over Stephanie's waist, wanting to pull her back. Stephanie's own grip was firm and warm on her shoulders, until it wasn't. Stephanie's foot hooked behind Cass's leg as she pushed her. Cass let herself fall, her breath caught in her chest as she stared at Stephanie, the bright lights of the training area lighting her like a halo, her laugh even brighter than her aura, and warm enough to compete with the feelings welling up in Cass's chest. And that is a point for Steph. "That's the only time that will work," Cass said, too much heat in her cheeks to put any in the taunt. She remained on the ground, staring up at Stephanie, her heartbeat still racing. "No." Stephanie didn't offer Cass a hand up, instead lowering herself to kneel beside her. She placed a hand on Cass's shoulder and leaned back into her space. "I think you'll let that work again." Cass didn't disagree. And she didn't wait for Stephanie to kiss her again. Reaching up, she twined her fingers in Stephanie's hair and pulled her down for another kiss, even sweeter than the first. The end.